Had a chance to talk to CJ after practice. He said he feels great, but you know, also he always tells me that. So, but he looked good at practice. I thought the pad of work was excellent. A ton of energy out there today. So everything looks good. We'll see how the doctor says in the morning.
What's been the difference with Finley in the last 4, 5, 6 games with this production? Is that anything you can put a finger on?
Well, Jermichael's always worked very hard. He played through a significant shoulder injury there early in the season. I mean, for him to be active for that Houston game, it was something I don't think any of us expected. I think he's healthy. He's in a good rhythm now. He's getting more opportunities, and he's out there playing 40. He got his snaps up above 40 a game, and he's in a good groove right now.
Mike, what are your thoughts on, I guess, specifically Jeff Saturday making the Pro Bowl? I know yesterday you talked about the game itself and things like that, but I think you raised a lot of questions about, a guy who recently was replaced in the starting lineup still making that team. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, we're proud of all of our guys that made the Pro Bowl selection. Jeff Saturday, Aaron Rodgers, and Clay Matthews, and also the alternates. This is the lowest we've been representative since 2008. But I'll say this about Jeff Saturday. You don't ever apologize for anything in this league. Everything's earned. He was voted in by the fans, his peers, and coaches. So that's the process. But as far as my comments yesterday, I was talking about the actual game. The game day performance, the quality of play is not where it needs to be. I know everybody feels that way. So what the plan of action is, I'm not educated on, but I'm hopeful that it'll improve.
Mike, you feel like Mason's fine? I mean, I know he's still limited, but you're not worried.
Yeah, I mean, he's still under the weather. He came in just to get his work done. So I did all his on-field work, and just any time we have a player that encounters an illness, we just try to keep him away from the other guys. So I'm hopeful that he'll be ready to go. I don't have any reason not to believe that he's going to play in the game.
Yesterday, had you planned on Randall doing a little bit today?
This was the plan. Yesterday was, a much lighter practice. He went down and did some rehab work and pre-practice there. But treatment was the plan for Randall Cobb today. So we're going to test him tomorrow, and that's going to be how he goes through the testing and how he responds. We may know tomorrow. We may know Saturday. So that's our plan. No, really, the specifics of his injury, like I've always done with players, if they want to share that with you, I mean, that's obviously their business. There's a process they go through every Monday, and they've been doing it for weeks now. And Dr. McKenzie doesn't feel it's in his best interest to play this week.
Is your concern level high that he won't be able to play in the playoffs too, or do you feel fairly optimistic?
Well, I think it's like a lot of our decisions, you have risk assessment, and I think the time that I've spent around Charles Woodson, his risk assessment will go out the window when it comes time to play in a playoff game. So we're trying to be smart with this. Obviously, he's part of the decision, but it's the doctor's call right now.
Mike, you at all? I think you talked about this yesterday with a different player, but Charles has been gone for so long. You've had so many young guys step up. Casey's played very well in that role.
Well, I think we're being a little, lackadaisical with the approach of Charles and the way he plays in our scheme. I don't agree with that, but he's been practicing for 4 weeks. I mean, he's been working out extensively, so I'm not as concerned about his game day conditioning as you would if he was coming right, off of the injury and not be able to be full practice. So, this will be his fourth week of going through 3-day practices. He spends a lot of extra time here. and how we will utilize them will be to our benefit, because it may be the same and may be different than how he's been used before. And that's the positive that comes out of when he does play, how will he be used? And that, you know, hopefully it'll be something that'll be advantage for us on that day.
Mike, I'm just wondering the way that Aaron Rodgers and his athleticism is able to evade, and he stays a lot in the pocket, you know, longer than many quarterbacks, and looks for plays downfield. I'm just kind of curious how that relates to how you teach it, and how much freedom you give him to just, as long as you think you can stay alive, just go for it and make the play you think you can make.
Well, I mean, the quarterback drill, scramble drill is something that we believe in. We practice it from day one. The in-pocket training for the quarterback is detailed. The out-of-the-pocket training for the quarterback is detailed. It's in conjunction with the route principles of everything we do as far as how do you come out of, you know, a short route, intermediate route, or a longer route, and in the spacing relationship you try to have in an out-of-the-pocket situation for the quarterback. The true art of it, and it's a great credit to Aaron, is the transition from the in-the-pocket training to the out-of-the-pocket training. I think he's very unique and how he goes, you know, just his ability to do that. So it's a trained skill set. It's something that's part of our passing game, something that's coached, and he's exceptional at it.